First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the crash of the industrial world. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. They are starting to think seriously about abandoning the West Texas town of Robert Lee because it's about to run completely out of water. Too strong? Okay, some of Robert Lee's 1,049 people are thinking about leaving before the water runs out. Will that create a trend that gives us our first American town to be abandoned because of climate change? I'm still betting on Las Vegas as the first city. Will America's first recognized climate refugees be Rick Perry's Texans? We'll report. You decide. A half century ago, Robert Lee, the town, did what most municipalities in the West did to make sure they would have a permanent water supply. They dammed the Colorado River and made a private lake. That's what Vegas did with a dam called Hoover. Robert Lee's lake was the E.V. Spence Reservoir, which gave the town not only water but a tourist industry, marinas and boatyards and lake houses, and all the ancillary businesses and revenue flows that derive from people playing on water. In a desert. Too strong? Robert Lee's annual rainfall average is 12 inches, which is 2 inches a year above the commonly used standard of 10 inches for a true desert. 12 inches puts it in the loose category, 10 to 30 inches a year, of semi-arid steppe. In the past year, it has received 6 inches of rain. It's a desert now. And the E.V. Spence Reservoir, once more than 20 times the size of the town it nourished, is now more than 99% gone. It's a fetid pond, now being overrun in a cinematic post-apocalyptic touch by herds of feral hogs. The town's public water is a brown, smelly brine. The marina's docks loom over bone-dry, crusted ground, and the luxurious lake houses overlook, well, desert. And here's another post-apocalyptic scene. The last green grass in town, which has for 2 years prohibited lawn watering, is on the golf course, which uses reclaimed wastewater to maintain the emerald green. But wait, the town has a plan to build an emergency water pipeline to, wait for it, another town 12 miles away that has some wells. Two questions. Why would that town, which is also located in a desert, in a state suffering its worst drought in recorded history with no end in sight, pipe a bunch of its last water to Robert Lee? And two, why on earth would Rick Perry's Texas, home of the mythical Texas miracle where people create jobs without government help of any kind and never pay taxes and where there is no such thing as climate change, why would they cough up the $9 million that Robert Lee needs for its pipeline and that the Obama campaign may need as an example of how things really work in Texas? Remember the famous question in Jared Diamond's Collapse? What was on the mind of the man who cut down the last tree on Easter Island, completing the reduction of a once lush landscape to basically a bare rock? Well, we can be pretty sure that those two questions will be on the minds of the person who turns out the last light and leaves Robert Lee, Texas. Not, one hopes, to go live in Las Vegas. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.